Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love for us all and your great love for us uniquely. So thank you, Lord. We're just understanding that you made us and you've got the best intentions for us and you made us to be your children, just like Adam showed that beautiful example in the beginning before he missed it, walking with you, listening to you, being obedient to you. So thank you in Jesus that we've been restored to what you predestined for us to be holy and blameless in fellowship, in obedience. Thank you for helping us in this today and every day in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12 to 14. Now, we didn't receive the Spirit that belongs to the world. Instead, we received the Spirit who comes from God, so that we could know the things which God has freely given us. We don't speak about these things using teachings that are based on intellectual arguments like people do. Instead, we use the Spirit's teachings. We explain spiritual things to those who have the Spirit. A person who isn't spiritual doesn't accept the teachings of God's Spirit. He thinks they're nonsense. He can't understand them because a person must be spiritual to evaluate them.
Hallelujah. So here we can see understanding is so important, and then also being spiritual is so important. And one of the biggest keys here, and the first key, is the gospel, the good news. If you don't get the good news of your salvation, you got nothing to believe, and therefore you got nothing to really come close to God for, so that you can get faith, because it's through the gospel that faith comes and we become righteous and we abide in the word. So that's a mighty key in that there. And this good news of our salvation is the very things that we just read about now. We get the Spirit of God so as to know what has freely been given to us. And that freely been given to us is sin has been dealt with, and there is a new and a better covenant. And in that we are now co-heirs with Jesus of God. And that's what you want to tap into. And another key I would say is morning by morning he wakens your ear to hear. And so take up the cross daily, because there's another scripture that says in Psalm 139, your days were written for you while there were none of them. So you don't want to miss out on one day. And every day belongs to the Lord. So God has got plans for you every day. So morning by morning, draw close and take hold. And then there's a very important parable, and it's a beautiful parable. It's in Mark 4. And it says, if you don't understand this parable, how will you understand any other parable? So we can see understanding is so important. I'll think of 1 John chapter 5 from verse 18 right down to 21. Where it talks about the Son of God has come and given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. And you see, so if you're not going to have understanding, you know is to be aware of, able to speak about and experience. So you've got nothing to speak about and share that God gave you that he will also back up. So that's very important. And the parable is basically the simple parable, but it's so profound and so necessary. And if you take this on a daily basis and make this your vision, as I've said before, drawing close, hearing, and then applying it into the day. And the parable talks about the seed and the sower. And we know Jesus is the sower. He authorized, he's the author and the perfecter of our faith. So it talks about the seeds that the word comes, but they don't have no understanding. So the first thing in spending time with God is getting understanding. What are you saying to me? And taking note of it, because it's important. This is the keys of heaven. This is the things that is there to enlighten you and motivate you and give you answers to overcome the situations in the day so that you can be more than an overcomer. So the first one he speaks about is when the seeds come and you don't understand, the birds of the air, the devils just steal it, and you bang. You might have had 30% Hallelujah, this is nice, but you didn't really embrace it, and it's gone. And the next one talks about the seeds that fall, and then the persecution comes, and then they lose it. So we need to understand what God shows us, what he wakes us up with, and what he gives us. And that's why we've got to take note of what we're getting in the morning. You're going to be tested according to that, because the devil doesn't want you to have these keys of the kingdom, this light that you need to take hold of and shine into the world. This is for you, but it's also for those outside that you're going to be seen in the day. So the devil is out just to take away your faith. So you want to persevere. Take that word in the morning and know you're going to be tested, but with the word you can overcome. You can overcome the testing because this word is valuable to him. And the third speaks about the word comes, and then the cares of the world just rob the word, and it's like the thorn bushes that just grow and bring you down. And you need to know, like the first one, is this is the cares of God. The seed that you're getting, what you're getting in the morning, is God's caring for you, God's nourishing you, God encouraging you for the day ahead. And this is all building blocks into the wonderful love plan that he's got for you. So you keep that care. You don't let the cares of this world rob you of the kingdom realities that has been revealed to you in the morning. You see, so if you understand to come and get to receive with understanding, persevere in the testings in the day, and because you're caring, you're not letting the cares of this world in. It talks about you will bear fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful to make that a daily reality for you? So every day you'll be growing. Every day you'll be blessed. Every day you will be overcoming the devil and trampling him under your feet. And every day you will be leading others in. You'll be experiencing the marvelous love of the Lord, and you'll be leading other people into the marvelous love by your testimony, a living testimony. You are walking with your God, listening to your God, and shining together with your God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.